1, 2, 3.
I'm up. I'm awake.
I'm up.
I'm here.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dysfunctional as Fuck. Kate and I have been busy. Kate's gotten a little famous. That's been exciting. Got some clout.
Some clout, baby. Yeah. One video got that 3.2 mil.
And what did you start doing that I've told you to be doing forever now?
Literally, he was like, I was making TikToks and stuff and posting it. And he was like, Kate, post on Instagram Reels. But I was like, I don't want my Instagram to be like, oh, whatever. Because I don't know. I was like insecure.
You were picking
Post on Instagram Reels. Actually, don't, because you'll oversaturate that too. Leave it for me. I'm kidding. But I thought like, I don't know. I just was like, I thought I'd get like kind of bullied, I guess, for like posting on my Instagram, like, you know what I mean? Because like when you're starting off posting content, you're posting like if you have a following and you don't. So it's like kind of embarrassing. But then once it goes viral, you're like, oh, I should have been doing this a long time ago.
Yeah. And what kind of attention have you gotten since you've been getting that following?
Let's just say like in one of my, listen, all right, men out there. Yes, we are. I wear gym clothes to the gym. The one video of Maddie and I had to mute the words camel toe. There's not, we don't even have, I literally went, I've watched this video so many times. Cause I'm like, is there a clip where like I have one or she has one? Like, you know what I mean? There's not. There's literally not. Like, I was so mad. And then they're all just like, wear clothes to the gym. Blah, 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 blah. This ain't a strip club. Another comment that went viral was, oh my gosh, she's OnlyFans detected in the bio. It's a link tree. And then everyone in the comments is like arguing with him, like, it's a link tree, my dude. Click on it. Yeah, so that one went really viral because I think people thought he was kidding, but then he just got really mad in the comments. And then he was like, she has an OnlyFans. Da-da-da-da. And I was like,
is there proof?
Well, I was just like, that's a link tree. And if I had an OnlyFans, I would be have a lot more money. So clearly, I don't.
You're like, I would be having dough.
I would not be worrying about Instagram posting.
I'm not going to lie, though. I feel like OnlyFans, because when it comes to like lead generation and like marketing, posting gym content is such a good way to market your OnlyFans. Because I'm not going to lie, I've definitely seen some girls on Instagram that are like hot as shit. And then I see they have an OnlyFans and I'm like, curiosity is peaked.
Oh, God. No, I had a DM request the other day from someone who does like shoots of like kind of like lingerie. It's kind of like an OnlyFans type thing. And he was like, oh my gosh, like I would love to have you. Da 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 da. Another one is like starting up some company or something and was like, you know, if we get this going, I'd like you to get involved. Is there a time I could, you know, hop on a call with you? He didn't reply yet. I will.
What kind of company was it?
I don't know. He said he's starting up a company.
That's it?
Yeah, that's why I didn't reply. I don't know if it's legit or not. I just haven't replied yet because I'm going to do some digging first.
I'm going to acknowledge, I'm eating a whole ass quesadilla right now because I have to work after this and I need more food and it's bulking season, baby.
You work after this?
I have a rental from 7 to 8. That's why I was stressing out with the other camera because I was like, okay, I have to do another rental and other shit.
Oh, that's why you were stressing that we had to do it at 6.
Yeah.
Because I was about to say, if she canceled, why did we? Could we just do it later? Because I was like, I was racing around.
Because I would have done that, but then like, I don't want to do a podcast at like 8 to 9.
No. I didn't know that there was one at 7.
Yeah, but I told her we can just do a podcast later. We're talking about a girl named Bella who is at our apartment complex. We moved, by the way. Tell them about that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So Cameron and I moved into a new spot. Got a new crib. We're living together. Cameron
so pissed
really off. Doesn't, has never lived alone. Never lived alone, and sometimes you ask me questions, or I can tell you've never lived alone, which is weird because I've been doing my own shit since I've been like.
You got lucky. You got shipped away.
I got shipped away at 13, so it's like I know. I'm like, oh, you need to do this and this and this and this, and like when to do it, and I forgot like because I was getting annoyed where I was like, oh, like today when I got home, you like left like some dishes in the sink or whatever. Well, I was just like, dishwasher's dirty. Just it takes 2 seconds, but then I like, just in my head, but then I was like, I'll just do it. It's two dishes. I'm not going to die.
Well, also, I did wipe down the counter, though, with cloth.
No, you did. That was nice. Because when you cook your beef, for some reason, their oil ends up everywhere.
I didn't use any oil this time.
No, I know, but I'm saying.
I was impressed. Holy
shit. No, please let me explain this. Uh-huh. These are other instances where I'm like, yeah. When you make ground beef, and like, or like sausage in the morning, like the little, you don't have to use oil because they don't stick because there's fat in it. So I went to go, he was getting out of the pan. I'm like, here, just give it to me. So I was making the sausage and he was like, you're not gonna put oil? It's gonna stick. It's gonna stick. And I was like, Cameron, dude, what do you think all this white stuff is? That's fat. That's why you can cook eggs in like bacon grease. You know, like bacon grease, same shit. You don't need oil. Do you put oil in the pan when you cook bacon? Please don't tell me you do that. No. Cameron, bacon produces so much fat that you literally have to drain the pan afterwards. Oil is just a fat. You know that, right?
No, I do.
Okay. Also, when he asked me how to start the washer, that made me want to shoot myself in the face. All washers are pretty simple. You press on.
I know there's like something special I had to do, or I don't know. Won't fuck anything up.
Tide Pod. When you get fuck our washer machine. It smells. And I was asking mom, mine at my last apartment complex did not. But I was asking mom about it, and I was like, why the fuck does this smell? And she was like, ours says that too. It's because like the water or something, and like you need to leave the door open. And I'm like, I have been. But we literally did one load of laundry and it smelled. So like, I don't know how to fix that. But I'm going to have to figure it out. Like, have to.
Some. But this is a tip, though, for brands. If you're a brand that everyone wants to work with, Kate or I.
Which I am super open. Define.
We're wearing Odd Object shirts, by the way. This brand, they sent me a bunch of free stuff, and I appreciate it. The owner's also really cool.
And I got some, too.
You got some free stuff. And the slogan is shit-proof clothing. So
is that actually the slogan?
That's legit the slogan.
I thought were just telling me that.
No. It's like clothing that you could take a shit in and it wouldn't come through. That's why the shorts are the way they are, is that you can bend over and like you won't see their ass.
The shorts?
Those little booty shorts.
The ones you gave me?
Yeah. Like those are made to where you can like do RDLs and stuff and it doesn't turn to like, oh, I can see your asshole.
Oh, squat proof.
Squat proof. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. But they do that. So that's where I was like, yeah, that's why I like them. They're goofy. And also like their marketing, like everything about them is like, fuck you, this is funny.
I'm always down for a good t-shirt, so I don't care. I love myself a good t-shirt. Like, you know what I mean? It's just the perfect pump cover. Nice if you're just chilling on your house, pajamas, it works. Like, I'm a sucker for a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest DM you've gotten so far?
I don't know any DMs, but I have had some pretty funny fucking comments.
I want to see those comments. Let me see them. Hear them. Shut the fuck up.
Just give me one second.
Right now, let me see them.
Yeah, 3.3 mil. And my Instagram's gone up by 10K more than 10K in the past week.
What do you got
now? 11.3. Mm. It was 10 2 days ago, so I've gained another 1,000. But the problem with that is that people that like I know or I've like recently met will be like, follow me or something. And then because I'm having so many, like there's new people following me that I, usually it's like, oh, I know who that, you know what I mean? But there's so many that like
you can't
I literally.
Anymore.
No, like, it's not even the fact of, like, oh, I've just grown 10K over a long period of time. It's literally been within the past week I've gotten 10K followers. So it's, like, a lot of it. I don't even check it anymore. I'm just, like, whatever. But Joe, like, our manager was, like, I got a bone to pick. Followed you on Instagram. I didn't get a follow back. And I was, like, listen, Joseph. Joseph. Okay, let me just find some of them. Let's go to the hidden comments. That's where it could be really good.
Oh, the hidden is where it gets dirty.
See hidden comments. Oh, gosh.
My comment section is endless of funny shit. Followers.
Sorry, one of these are literally just ass cheeks jiggling. A gif. A butt cheeks jiggling. So. I've deleted a lot of them just because some of them are pretty bizarre or talking about sexual ex of Maddie when she is a minor. So I'm like, and that's my sister. No, thank you.
Well, Maddie has posted a lot of stuff that.
Sorry, someone asked, how do I get rid of a double chin? This is an ab workout, my dude. I don't know.
Dude, the jelly. So one of our friends, Taylor, someone made a comment about her looking like a jelly bean. And
poor Taylor.
She got offended, which I get it. It's a mean comment.
No, that's the thing is, for a little bit, it really was getting, like, I'm not even playing. And it's not even like I'm super, you know what I mean? And like, holy shit.
If you've never had it happen before, it's
It is a little bit where I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are so mean. Like the comments, oh, I'm on the wrong video. That's why we're not finding any good ones.
Like, oh, my bad.
It's one of Maddie and I. But like some of them, I'm like, oh my gosh, like you guys are being like that. Like, holy shit, wear fucking clothes. Yeah, not working out little as possible. Just recording yourselves for money. And I'm like, Dude, I had a full-blown workout. I just set the camera up, and then I go work out.
So here's a funny thing. Let's read my comment section real quick. Let's go to my most recent video. That's all we have to go to. So it's a video about me not getting laid for 2 years. And if we go to the comment section, one of the guys says, she could have done you a solid and at least sat on your face. Smell of winning motivates every guy. That was funny. I enjoyed
that.
Why
can't mine be like that?
And then someone else said, 2 years, those are rookie numbers. And I was like, this is good. And then what else did someone say? And then someone said 20 years, rookie. But they're all like nice. I feel like with my content, I'm able to make fun of myself enough to where that people don't get offended.
Well, also,
that's like with yourself. Like if you just don't take it seriously, like you take the work seriously, but then the results, you're like, ah, fuck it. It's just a video. It's a video of me like doing RDLs. I don't give a fuck.
That's true. Also, well, another thing too is as a guy, you're not going to get men in your comments being like, why are you in gym clothes?
No.
Like they're, I'm not playing. They are like people were like angry. Like literally, no, this comment right weird. Now. So many. Well, everyone was saying angry gays in the comments because they would comment back and be like, "You're gay. What are you gay?" Because they're like, "Why would you care if a really pretty girl's in?"
Yeah, yeah. Don't you want that, bro? You're like.
But on this one says it always amazes me. Oh, that's someone like commenting back. So many insecure dudes in the comments. Let's go to the gym and wear the tightest clothing possible. I'm going to the... Yes. Yes, actually. Yes. You know why? Because when you wear... Because
you're like, my ass looks good in them. I would wear tight clothing if I look
Or it's just clothing. Sweatpants. I get hot. I go to the gym. I literally am going to make a video about it. I go to the gym and I pull up in sweatpants and a hoodie. But as I work out, I take them off and I'm in my small clothes because I'm fucking hot. Also, I'm at the gym. Yeah, I'm going to wear a sports bra. Sue me.
It's weird that like, I mean, you think about maybe 20 years ago, that was weird to like work out in a sports bra probably.
I remember the first time when I was younger, like, and I was already, cause like I've been into the fitness for a while, but it was when I was in Colorado and mom got me, it was just like Nike shorts and a sports bra. And there was an older girl. And I remember she was like one of the older girls. She was like 17, 18. And she was wearing a sports bra when she was working out. And I remember being like, scandalous. Like in my head, I literally thought it was, no, like in my head, I was like, wow. And then mom did it. And then I was like, mom, I can't wear this. Like, I need a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like flipping my shit about wearing a sports bra. When I was like, first of all, I was like 13. I wasn't developed. I'm still not developed.
You're like,
so
I turned into a woman when I was 19.
Not even.
You're like, I'm still a dude.
I look like I'm just now getting breast buds. That's what I look like. You know a funny story about breast buds? You know what they are? I didn't. Okay, I'll tell you.
Well, I know what they are.
Like, okay, so when I was 12.
Pre-titty.
Yeah. But what happens is just like a little bump. But what happens is out of nowhere, I'm not playing. Never felt it grow, never anything, whatever. I'm sitting in the car on the way home from skating.
You like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
This is when we skated up in Northern Kentucky. It's an hour and a half drive. In the car, I'm watching my little YouTube, watching Shane Dawson. And I go like this, and I feel like a lump. And I'm like...
They had cancer.
Oh my gosh, I have breast cancer. That's all I thought.
Yep.
Who is lurk?
It's Andy.
What up?
You're good. You can come in and say hi, Sam, all up? The things.
So you need a camera.
Yes. 40. Yes. I have this set for 30 minutes. So I'm going to be done with this in 16 minutes, this episode. Bye, Andy.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, it's on the A7R2. Yes.
Hope you find your dad.
Andy is the owner of the entire area that my podcast studio sub-rents out of. Great dude. I keep meaning... Do we have him on ever?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was the one episode that didn't work.
No.
No? Do we post it?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. There's been a few episodes that I record with people that like I really liked that I fucked up the audio or something.
Oh, like it just stopped?
And
it
turns off? It just never...
Well, there was a couple times before like we started using the cameras and stuff when we just started where we were using our phones. And like our iPhone was always out of storage. I was like, bro.
We would like finish the podcast and like...
And I would look and it would just be like, iPhone out of storage. I'd be like, how much did we get? And it's like, welcome back.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, so the nice thing is, honestly, is that as our followings have gone up, the podcast views have gone up as well. So I feel like people are going to like actually listen to this now.
I hope so.
Maybe get like a little following or into all of our drama and tea.
I need to do a mic'd up because I feel like
we both just need to start vlogging. Like long form, like you doing get ready in the morning, me just like.
Like spend a day in the life with me. Well, also, yeah. I'm going to do that. I mean, I'm going to post like a TikTok and probably an Instagram reel as it as that. Yeah. But like do one of like someone who prioritizes gym, works and goes to school. What
Here's
a day
one.
Looks like.
Let's talk about how like because now I finally like a gateway drugged you into being an influencer. Like mm-hmm. I kind of did that. But no one else, you know, now wants to do that except me. So what's that like? Like hardcore going into influencer.
Oh.
It's just not like a common thing.
It's
because you know how much editing it takes. Like you're
that's
editing.
My thing. Is that smart part that's hard to like explain when I'm like, for instance, like I don't remember the last time I sat on my phone and would just like scrolled on TikTok.
Yeah.
Which I used to do all the time. I would just like sit there. You know what I mean? Like you get home from even like school, I'd get home and like go on TikTok or like watch Netflix or something. Like I don't watch, I'm always like editing. I swear.
Yeah.
Like I'm literally my like the days that I have school too and I work. So like for instance this Tuesday, what it looked like is I woke up at 6:45. I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I worked from 9:30 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
I had an exam at 4. I got done. I went home. I waited for I called AT&T, was dealing with them, and then I just edited the rest of the night.
Yeah.
I was really up until like 1 a.m. editing. Because also another thing too is like.
You don't, okay, what are you editing though? Because you don't post that much. You post like maybe what, once a day?
Yeah, but the thing is I have to like, if you, okay, think about it. Your little, like your skits, you can do so many different variations. My thing is I'm like trying to brainstorm like different.
I think you're overthinking it.
I definitely am.
I think you're definitely overthinking
it. Also, I'm slowly learning like ways that will make my life a lot better. Like in CapCut, if you adjust the brightness, you can put, apply to all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nope, I've been going by every fucking clip.
Or it's like the audio. If you want to turn the audio up, you just go all the way up and then you just scroll. And then you just do, done.
And I didn't know that. So like all those things. So the things that are taking me forever to do is because I'm literally going by like, let's say I have a clip of something where it's like everything's cut by like 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm literally having to click on it, zoom in, scroll up, out, zoom in. And then I just need to figure out like more content ideas because I can't just like, I don't want to just keep posting like leg day, back day.
Well, that's why, that's what, for me, the great thing about what I fell into is that it is endless. Like there is an endless idea of like funny scenarios, gym ideas that people can relate to. Because what I was talking to another influencer about this today, that like my content is still relatable to people who still don't work out. Like they're still like, oh
that's
yeah, talking
thing.
To a girl and like trying to be nice or like.
Or even like, you don't have to be like a gym
rat.
Maybe
just like you've gone to a gym ever. You like kind of get it.
Where I'm like, you're like, oh, or like you just, you understand. I mean, fuck, the gym now is so, it's kind of like a very common thing now, honestly, for people to work out. I think it's not as common for people to like actually take it seriously.
But to go there and like do
but
some
to
stuff.
Go there and work out or like looking at, you know, glute routines for the girls, you know, that's everything.
Yeah.
One thing I have to do is like kind of to search up like what are the common things that people will look
at. What's everyone's looking at that? Yep.
That's something I need to do. Like, one thing I know for sure that I have down and I know how to like teach people is RDL form because we did that in skating and I was like trained by like professionals how to do an RDL.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know how to do those and like the proper form and how to do it. But that's why I need a mic so I can like talk or like, you know, whatever. I just got to figure out like how I'm going to expand.
And that's good about not like I would start doing the stuff you want to now as you're growing.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
And well, another thing is too, so it's like, okay, you have your formula down of like these booty workouts work, but I would go to other accounts that have these like bigger followings than you.
Because
some of them, well, a lot of them, they just post fucking pictures of them half naked all the time. Like that's what a lot of those girls do.
I look at them and I'm like, okay. Also, most of the people that are like the big, I guess, female fitness influencers are sponsored by like big gym brands like Gymshark. Fine.
Alpha Elite.
And those things you just post and like you can just post a leg day.
Yeah.
Because then you're like fit details and you already have that background where they're like, I like how you look. What do you do? What's going on?
Yeah.
But I've looked at some other ones that aren't sponsored by like gym brands. And what they start to do is like they'll do mic'd ups. So like or talking. They'll do like some little skits where it's just like funny humor.
Yeah.
But I need to do more of like a whole, as in like what you eat in a day,
yeah,
how you stay on track, at home thing, like those type of things is what I see on their page. Also with the workouts,
yeah, well, because you can make content that is content for growing and then content for retaining. So it's like the podcast right now is like you know, retaining the audience because they can dig deeper. They can learn more about us. They can see our personalities more. Because, like, you only get so much of me in my skits and you only get so much of you in your videos. You know, your
that's my thing, too. So. Well, that's my thing right now is I'm so like
getting your personality in there.
Well, that's what I want to do on Mic'd Up because I'm like, my personality is not. Because I don't even, I'm not
you're
even
like,
mic'd
I have
up
more
now.
Than three sets of RDLs.
Literally. Not even. You don't even see that in the damn
like,
things.
Not even three sets of RDL.
It's like two reps. And then I just cut to, then I just scroll past what my action, because that's the thing is people think like I'm recording just two reps, I'm stopping. I just set up my camera and I just do my workout.
Yeah.
Like my set. And then I'll go back and stop the camera. So I'll just like cut the first two, split, delete all the rest of the reps, and just video me putting down the weight.
Yeah.
To like cut it. But I need to get like my personality or something out there because I can be a little funny.
No, we're goofy. That's I'm why goofy. I said like when you just leave a camera just in the fucking living room of you just ripping ass in the morning. Oh my gosh, she'll just sit there. She
no,
sits
dude.
Like this too. She like curls up and her hair is like in a mess and she's like, ugh. Like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
And
you, just you go, know how I woke up this morning? You know I woke up this morning?
Your cat doesn't shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear shit. And then also you put a spider behind my bed. So fuck you.
Cameron had a dream that I was really happy about this actually. Cameron subconsciously, first of all, thinks I'm a badass and also knows that he's scared of me in some way. He has to be because in his dream, he had a dream that I picked up a spider and Cameron is deathly afraid of spiders.
Fuck those things.
He is 6'2", 200 and what, 15 pounds?
20
pounds. Mm-hmm. Deep ass voice. He sees a spider, game over.
I will sprint.
He will sprint and like scream like a little girl. It's the funniest shit ever. But he had a dream that I picked up the spider and I was like chasing him with him and threw it at him. But he woke me up this morning because I told him, I was like, if my cat's meowing in the morning, because once she hears life, she's going to yell. She doesn't meow. She yells.
Just,
ah. She's, ow, ow. That's literally what she sounds like.
Yeah.
And then I told Cameron, just like open my door and let her in.
I was doing what you told.
Yeah.
You told me to do.
Yeah. But when someone's sleeping, usually you don't sing. I woke up to Cameron singing. I literally, it was like an alarm clock of Cameron being like, I don't know what song you're even singing. I don't. You were like, baby, you're a fire. And I was like, you know what? What? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, shut my door at least. Damn. You got to sing in the morning.
I did put on a Kobe Kelly, though. That was a nice little.
You have to sing in the mornings when someone's sleeping?
Every morning I wake up and I turn on some music. I sing in the shower. I'm just having a good time. Because I like waking up. Because sleeping's annoying. So sleeping's annoying as shit. I'm not a fan of it. If we could not do it, that'd be sick.
You could just not sing in the kitchen while someone is sleeping
there is
right there with the
kitchen.
Door open.
I'll close it next time. You know, next time I'm gonna grab your cat and throw it at you. you're gonna hear it 6 in the morning.
No, dude, literally this I'm not playing. Like it's the second you let her in, it's like I just feel my hair get ripped and I'm just like, oh. But I'm like, I don't want to open my eyes. I know it's early.
Well, and your cat's also probably on the spectrum because like there was one time in my room I was like on my bed and I was getting ready to just lay backwards and I feel and I fall on your cat and it runs away real quick.
I trip over her. She does not move.
wait,
you're walking.
Didn't you like kick her into the door frame one time? No, I did that.
No, you did, because she won't move. Because you don't even see, like, I'm not playing. I'll wake up and take my morning piss, right? Like, I wake up and I get up. It's black. It's dark. I can't, like, and I'll like accidentally, like, because she walks in between your legs.
Yes.
So I'll like be walking and then I'll trip over her and I'm like, oh, sorry. And then she goes right back and does it again. Like she doesn't learn. You would think after being tripped, she would like run away because it's like, ow, you hurt me. You stepped on my paw.
Or like I punted you across the room.
No, she
like,
comes right back.
She's like, who is this one?
No, literally like.
I don't understand your cat.
She only ever cuddles with me when I'm doing something. Like if I'm doing something really important on my phone, only time she's like comes up and just lays. She lays on my phone.
Yeah. Like now.
No. And then besides that, she's like, fuck you. I'm going underneath your bed and I'm going to hide. She hides underneath. I have a rug in my room. She goes under the rug.
So you could step on the rug.
I walked in my room and I was like, oh, let me fix the carpet. And I went to go lift it up and she was under there. And I was like,
what are you doing?
She grabs it with her mouth, moves it, goes down and covers herself.
There's a video of her cat when she was trying to move it from apartments and it grabbed onto the like
no,
the railing
it's
inside
not
of the
like,
closet.
No, literally, it's not like it's carpet, like her claws. No. She somehow grabbed like this, like literally onto it was metal. And she grabbed and I'm trying to like pull her off without hurting her. So I'm trying to move her like paws, but once I got the top ones up, she'd get the back ones. She was screaming. She was not happy to move.
Well, because she always likes to hide. And when your apartment was devoid of all furniture.
That scared me. Oh, my gosh. She always hides because she doesn't like other people.
Yeah.
But So I'm like, okay, let's get Evie in her little cat carrier and let's put her in the new place. Where's Evie? There's no furniture in my house. So I'm like, where the there's only a bed frame. That's it.
Well, then also I know she's hiding.
Well, no, but I'm like, oh my gosh, did she run out? Which doesn't make sense because this cat doesn't run out. I have literally the whole time I'm moving, my door was open. She doesn't run. Like, she's never once made a run for it. Even in our apartment complex now that's enclosed, like hotel style, she won't run out. Like, she doesn't care to. But I'm like, oh my gosh, like, she got out. Like, my cat's gone. Fuck, like,
you're gonna die.
I just paid to get her fucking registered as an emotional support animal. Not being very emotionally supportive right now. And then out of nowhere, she just appears. Cameron's like, found her. Where
was
she?
She's behind the door. Like, I opened the door, and she somehow managed to, like, hide behind it as I opened it.
She's like Batman. She hides in the shadows. She kind of looks like Batman, too.
Right? Yeah, Batman. What's that video of you? Like, but so what's your long-term plan here for the social media shit? Because I know my plan, but what do you want to get out of this?
I want to get...
famous.
No, it's not. I don't want to be famous. I want to... okay, my long-term goal is to... well, yeah, I want... okay, yes. And obviously, I want to get, like, a nice, good following. But I'm saying, like, I want... I guess the direction I want to go into is, like, I really want to get sponsored by, like, a big gym brand and work for them. And then
clothing
also...
or supplements?
Clothing.
Or clothing. You don't really... you're not really a giant to a supplement brand yet?
I don't really take supplements, so...
makes sense.
I
me neither.
Yeah, okay.
They're not supplements.
But... I'm going into that, and then I kind of want to, I don't know, I want to, like, I guess, I don't know, make the gym, because, like, I was someone who had really bad gym anxiety. Like, so
gym
bad.
Gym anxiety never made sense to me. That was tell me about it, I'm like, what
the I would fuck? Literally, I'm not playing, like, and it was bizarre. Like, I would be at the gym, and if someone was, like, using a machine and I just had to wait, I would sit there and freak out. If someone was, I would just, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I wouldn't ever move a bench because I was, like, can't do it there. Like, I would. I don't know why I was so anxious. And then now that I'm in the gym, like, I don't really care. Like, I'm like, walk around, do whatever, grab whatever I need to be, move it. But, like, when I first started working out, I was super scared of, like, and I didn't know really what to do because my whole life I had trainers and they were in a gym where I worked out with my friends.
Yeah,
they were
private sessions.
And it was a private gym with a private session and only skaters. Someone's telling you exactly how to do it, you know, giving you a whole plan what to do. And I was like, so I remember, like, writing down in my notes, like, my whole plan, what I'm going to do. I was looking at TikToks, trying to figure out how to do everything, go to the gym and shit my pants. So scared. It was like an anxiety attack the whole time. I would say if I got a squat rack, I would do anything you can imagine on that squat rack because I didn't want to move around because I was like, what if the machine isn't
open? Well, now look at you. Now you can make stupid videos in the gym of you just being a goofy motherfucker.
Now I literally walk around with a damn tripod like an idiot. And I'm like, and then I do my set and then I'm like, ooh.
No, there's times, like, I made a video today where we took up every deadlift platform and all, here, I'll show you. We all deadlifted in unison, and it was the new Morgan Wallen song. So, the Morgan Wallen Post Malone collab, have you heard that?
I haven't seen it yet, or heard it.
Oh, it is good. I'm going to send them, I'm sure they should. Oh, also, wait, I got to show you this one, too. You guys will see these soon. Also, if you're not in my channel yet, go to my Instagram channel. I post all of my content before it actually gets released, so everyone there kind of gets all the fun stuff. I was crying. I made this.
That's funny. Right. I like that one.
I went to Gio and I was like, I have an idea. And then we rock, paper, scissors for who was going to have to, you know.
Gio keeps coming to me. He's like, I still want that hat. I want that hat. I was like, rock, paper, scissors. Then he comments again. He's like, hey, I want that hat. I was like.
You should just reply with rock.
No, I literally replied back. I would sell it, man, but it's priceless. That's what I said back.
Just mom joke. All right, here's the video of all of us in sync. I took up probably a good 10% of the entire gym doing this video. And it's like a...
but it was dead.
It was dead, but still.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, I saw... Juan today at the gym.
Juan. Oh, yeah, he came and did a little video with us. I made a fun video with Juan today.
Oh, God.
It was... I want to, like... who the fuck are you?
It's Manny. She was calling me. I'm going to let her share on the podcast.
Hi, Manny. Welcome to the podcast. What are you doing?
I'm on the pod.
The pod.
You can say hi. You want to say hi to the pod?
Hi, pod.
Speak your truth.
She said hi.
Speak your truth. All right, I'll call you in, like, 10 minutes.
All right,
Word. That's my best friend. I love her.
Ooh, ending note. Because we have to wrap this up soon. We're gonna have to do. I was thinking we go back to the apartment and later I'll just use my mic so we can do like a podcast with Bella there, like a quick little with our iPhone. Come on.
Not doing that.
Content. Then I'll do it. Yeah, have you seen those, remember you've seen that guy that does those hot tub videos with girls? Where he just sits in the hot tub with them and like you know what I'm talking about?
He's just like I like what's her name? The girl, she did the video with Drake, that's how she kinda blew up, but like
Bella. Blonde one, right?
Blonde.
The one bigger boob and the smaller boob. There's like, dude, the way like men really offside size.
Every girl's boob is off.
No, hers were like, a-doink, a-doink. Like,
I don't think
it was drastic.
She's like
Bobby
really
Altoff. Yeah, no, fucking weird boobs.
What? I've never,
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. But anyway, she's funny because I like how she's just like, in reality, she's
weird.
No, in normal, it's just a persona. Because I was watching a video because I was like, is she really like that? It's just a persona she does. She's actually really like, I'm actually a really anxious person. Like, I have really bad, like, she's normal. Like, she's a normal person. She just has that persona on the podcast.
She has a really strong
which
persona.
Means she just sits there and she's like, they'll be like, yeah, like, I like to post gym. And she's like, do you think like you're doing anything or, and like she's just a bitch.
I watch herself and I'm like, fuck you.
It's so funny. It's like someone like super fat, like Drake, and she's like, that's like kind of weird.
Dude, like, so Drake's leak was
bizarre.
The fact that happened inspired so many gym videos. So many just dangling the like rope extensions.
Roping, they're just like. POV Drake's behind you. POV Drake helps. POV Drake at the gym.
Well, we have a stay tuned for the next episode where we talk about our upcoming Costa Rica trip and the STD that Kate just got. So
what?
Stay tuned.
I don't have one. Don't listen to that, Cameron.
Too bad
are
I'm
you serious?
Right when I say stay tuned,
Cameron. No, I no seriously. That's
really I know gross. You're a okay person.
Shut the fuck off. All right.
Shut the fuck
Thanks
off.
Thanks y'all for watching. Ah. Bye.